Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't have the full process of everything. You know, I'm not in there stomping the grapes and all that. All I do is sample, the wines that they have, you know, in their portfolio and say, hey, I like this one. Now, we did do our latest one is a Rosso. Rock and Rosso, which is a Nebbiolo blend. And I did actually sat at the table with them and we blended the wine together. But other than that, I mean, all my producers are doing great wines and I didn't need to do much, you know, other than say, yes, I want that one.
Yeah, that's how you do it, Paul. Give full credit where it's due. You know how to pick good fruit and good collaborations. We got a voicemail talking about one of your great wines. Chris Wood from Southern California.
Hey, Forrest. Thanks for the nudge to try the Paul Cullen Roriero Arnaiz from the Talaferro Cullen Art Series. First of all, it has a gorgeous label. Totally looks like something you'd want to hang on a wall. But let's talk about what's inside. So I looked it up first, and everything said medium body like a Chardonnay. But honestly, this one tasted way more like an Albarino to me. Light, crisp, and easy drinking, but without the salty minerality you usually get with an Albarino. If anything, I'd say it's like a Sauvignon Blanc and an Albarino had a baby, but raised it on a fruit orchard instead of a citrus. It's like soft pear, apple, maybe even a little floral, like a hint of white peach blossom. Soft-spoken, but memorable. I would highly recommend. Cheers to something unexpected and for bringing this variety into the spotlight.
That's a pretty spot-on take from Chris. Good job. Smooth, approachable, and a little unexpected, kind of like Paul himself. Easygoing, a little refined, and probably best enjoyed with something sizzling on the stove. That brings us to the other side of Paul's world, the private chef experience. Tell me about that.
It was, it was after the California wine, and then I just sort of by accident, you know, I got into the private chef business. I mean, I say accident, but we used to love having people over for dinner. And I've had some of our best chefs, James Beard winners, James Beard nominated chefs over my house for dinner, over our house, me and my wife. And we were kind of like invite couples that didn't know each other. And we thought that was like a really cool thing, kind of social networking before social networking. Yeah. Then one time I made this, you know, Italian meal for them and had some great wines from my friends. And my friend said, hey, can you do this in our house? And I said, oh, for sure. And he goes, hey, and bring your guitar and play some music, you know, it would be great. I'm like, oh, wow. So a dinner and a concert. And that was about 12 years ago. And now that's just taken off every year. It just gets better and better. And we figured I probably cooked for about 15,000 people since I started doing it.
Do you have somebody who handles that, the booking and all of the meal prep?
Yeah, me. No, I have a great assistant, Nina. Nina Carl, she's been with me for 9 years and she really helps me out. We go to all the dinners ourselves. She prepares the charcuterie board and whatever antipasti we do while I'm making the salad and making the entree. I always, you know, cook on premise, you know, whatever at anybody's house that we cook for. I do all the cooking right there.
You're loading, you're bringing a van with all the food and everything.
Yep. I got a modest SUV and I have a toolbox, a stand-up toolbox that's on wheels and it has all my utensils and knives and spices and vinegars and everything I need. And then we bring our own pots and pans. And if they need, we bring, plates, basically the whole table setting if they need. Yeah, I don't ever have to go in their cupboard or their drawers or anything. I've done this so much. In fact, it was the first, you know, handful that I did. I said, you know what? I need to bring my own stuff because you never know what you come up against. We bring it all. Yeah, for seven people, over seven and over, it's 125 a person, and then 250 for my assistant Nina, and then they have to purchase the wines by law, but you know, we work stuff out with them also. That includes the music also. Sure, we go all over the country. You know, I've been to actually Costa Rica, and I did an event there before COVID, and it was for the Anderson Windows people. And then two summers ago, the Pernod Ricard group, you know, they own Jameson's Irish Whiskey and Absolut. They flew me and Nina to Aspen to cook for them at the Hotel Jerome, which was just insane. You know, and I've been to California. I go to Florida on a regular basis. And where I live is actually a great spot because within, say, 3 hours of where we live, we have Northern Virginia, D.C., all of Maryland, basically, except for the west part, and then southern, southeastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York's 3.5 hours. So we have millions of people that we can reach just within, you know, 2 or 3 hours of where we are.
The Best 5 Minute One Podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.